Everyone, thank you so much for holding on as we get ready to move forward with our conversation on the self-aware leader. And as I mentioned there towards the end, the subtitle is Discovering Your Blind Spots to Reach Your Ministry Potential. And keep in mind that Dr. Linhart has written this book largely for our young people who are either in ministry or planning to go into ministry, a book for you. But you can best believe, for those of you who would not consider yourselves to be young anymore, I guarantee you there's a wealth of information in here for you too. Before we begin to look in depth at a lot of the great principles that you have in the book, Dr. Linhart, if you could tell us more about yourself, talk with us a little bit about your childhood, what shaped you coming up, and even including what led you to enter ministry.
Wow. Well, thank you. You know, my dad's a pastor, and he was pastoring in the United Methodist Church growing up, and I remember some of my first memories were working around the Billy Graham Association. He did a lot with them, particularly with Ralph Bell, who was one of the evangelists for Billy Graham. And he brought, they were friends, and brought Ralph in to do a crusade in Indiana, and you know, back in the 60s when there was racial tension, and Ralph was African-American evangelist, and this seeing that ministry explode, that crusade was amazing. And that was my first sample of missional ministry, and seeing this coming together of people as a young child. I was four at the time, and I can, as I'm saying it to you, I remember it all. So it was about that time I really did give my life to Christ, and that was real. And I kind of knew all along I was wired for ministry, and my mom died. I wrote about this in the book when I was 9 and 10, right fast, very suddenly in our home. And I remember that well, and that just shaped me a lot. And it just showed me that life is short, and let's just live it as we should. And so instead of shaking my fist at God, I embraced God through that. And felt like I was going to go into music ministry or radio when I was in college, and while at college, was called specifically to youth ministry, and so I got started in Youth for Christ, and it was there that the teaching gifts were kind of identified by some mentors, and I started working in an urban college and split racially right down, you know, a middle, so we were had busing issues and all this stuff, and I had this multicultural youth group, and I was just in the middle of this, and I just thought, this is great, but there are some real problems, and we've got to, you know, really address this in the city I was in. And so through some changes in the office, I and nine others left that summer. I wrote, that's how I start the book, talking about that. There were some external dynamics. Some of it was my own restlessness that came out in how I treated others, too. There was a combination of things there. And that was a refining process that God put me on. And then I went to grad school, and I didn't know if I'd do well at school. I kind of didn't do well in college because I goofed around a lot. So the whole academic side of this just took off, and I enjoyed it. And did research on youth evangelism at Huntington. And I went to Purdue and majored, got my PhD in multicultural curriculum, actually. And really that thing that started back when I was four, you know, about the social divides that divide us, were what I went after at Purdue. And I had a great program there with wonderful teachers. And they taught me how to see the world, how to see people. And though they weren't Christians, they really did shape a lot of my leadership and teaching in dramatic ways, and we're still friends to this day. So it's been great. Yeah, I came to Bethel, and this is a vibrant school, and tickled to be here 16 years now. So we're growing, and this is a multicultural campus, and I love it. So I feel like I'm blessed.
I mean, you are truly blessed, too. Obviously, following a passion that God put in your heart, as you mentioned, from childhood, young childhood. And yeah. I'm impressed that you have followed that all these years. I mean, you didn't walk away from it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can pat me on the back there a little bit. But the thing is, it's like everything I say in the book. You know, this life isn't, leadership isn't one large race. It's a bunch of little races. And sometimes in the moment, you don't know that you're following the path God leads. Sometimes the thing that you think is a problem, like being let go from an office, actually is a launch pad for something great, and God can actually be in the middle. I mean, Scripture is full of instances where God's frustrating and interrupting or moving forward or compelling, and I the older I get, the more I think God is more intimately involved in what happens to us day-to-day than we know, because we can't think of it. You know, we don't think that God's that big, but He really is interested in the day-to-day things, and actually may be more involved than we know or can imagine. So that's why we have to be open, pray every day in the morning, Lord, this day can go however you want it to go. It's okay with me. And we just walk through the day in faithfulness, you know. And so you don't get frustrated over little things. Well, you try not to, right? You know? And, you know, it's easier said than done, but it's just a sense of openness to what might be ahead.
I tell you what, that is practical living at its best. And one of the things you talk about that has to do with not seeing, because, of course, God is so big, He's not going to show us the big picture from the beginning. And so we don't see, I mean, all of the picture from the very beginning. But we do see enough to keep us moving if we're just looking, if we're just, like you said, faithfully take one step after the other from day to day, just following God's lead. But along the way, you mentioned that one of the challenges that we have to deal with has to do with ourselves. And you mentioned that when it comes to living successfully, ministering to our full potential, we've got to deal with blind spots. How do you define those blind spots?
Yeah, so the definition that I use in the book is a blind spot is a clear understanding of how God sees us, and I think that's lofty to put in front of us to say we can get that picture, but it allows us to really see that we are uniquely created, that we do have gifts, talents, and abilities, that when we look at blind spots, it's not just that it's a negative. I didn't know I was a teacher till someone came along and said, Terry, you're a teacher. And then we can look back at what was happening. Now, I wasn't any better than the next person, but when I taught, and you know, theologically, this is what spiritual gifts are, right? When you enact your spiritual gift, the Holy Spirit does something extra, you know? So when I was teaching, I looked like everybody else, but God was up to something, and you couldn't ignore that there was something going on. So when we look at blind spots, that's it. And so I think that's getting that clear understanding. And then we also recognize what we're more familiar with when we talk about blind spots, like areas of, that are limits or our weaknesses or areas for even, another one is when we look at our blind spots, we look for opportunities. And sometimes leadership is simply that there's no one else, and we have to take that step. And it's your opportunity. And the scripture is full of people that just, you know, it comes along at the right time, and people have to take that step forward. So to me, that is getting that clear understanding of who we are through God's perspective is the goal of self-awareness.
I love the fact that you point out that it is not just those areas where we need to improve, but it's also those areas of our strengths that we may not be seeing. That we may not be clear on.
Yeah. In fact, as we're talking here, I'm sitting here going like, oh, I wish I would have written more about that in the book. I'm such a positive optimist about things that I always worry about a book being negative, you know. So hopefully it was positive and encouraging.
I can definitely attest to the fact that this is truly a positive book. It's a powerful book. It is entitled The Self-Aware Leader, Discovering Your Blind Spots to Reach Your Ministry Potential. Dr. Linhart will share some more insights from that book with us in just a few, so stay with us.